He looks like he's seen a ghost. His brow is furrowed and his mouth is hanging open. He looks scared. Of me. But I don't get it. My question might have been a little contentious, but it doesn't deserve all this drama. Principal Smith continues to stare at me, but now he's squinting and his mouth is twisted. He starts finally. I don't know.
You don't know? Trisha demands. What do you mean you don't know?
That seems to break him out of whatever trance my question caused. He turns back to Trisha, and I can't see his face anymore, but his voice sounds more confident, maybe even defiant.
I don't know, he repeats, because I have decided not to go forward with the application. The gifted school will be at another site within the district.
The only sound louder than the mic dropping to the ground with a thunderous bang is Trisha's indignant shriek.
What?
Trisha storms off in a fury, momentarily getting caught in the stage's burgundy velvet curtains before she kicks herself free. Ruth rushes to the podium and declares a short recess. Divya passes out Lara bars and cans of LaCroix, and Felicia swoops in and thanks Principal Smith for his time, all the while guiding him to the door with a firm hand on his back. They move with such speed and precision that I wonder if this has happened before. And I watch it all with barely contained glee. First, because Trisha isn't going to get what she wants, and I don't have to worry about this gifted school business affecting my baby after all. But also because it's like the moments of delightful disorder on all my favorite Real Housewives seasons, except even better because it's real. After 10 minutes of snacking and polite chatter, Trisha returns to the podium calm and composed, and continues the meeting as if nothing ever happened. I make it about halfway through a lengthy discussion about which film would be appropriate for family movie night when I just can't keep my eyes open anymore. I make a break for the bathroom to kill time, maybe splash some water on my face, and hopefully miss the tail end of Ruth's beef with Moana. The bathroom is empty, so I take my time and check my phone. Surely the meeting must be winding down by now. I'll just pee and take an extra long time to wash my hands, and then it will be socially acceptable to bounce. But the bathroom door slams open right when I'm about to flush, and a clattering of heels follows. I freeze, hoping they'll finish up quickly, and I can still make my escape.
I can't fucking believe that asshole!
A venomous voice shouts. I know immediately it's Trisha, but she also sounds unlike any Trisha I've ever encountered before. I didn't even realize those words were in her vocabulary.
The fucking nerve!
Just take a deep breath, sweetie, Ruth's voice cuts in. I'm sure you'll...
Did you see his dumb, smug face?
Here, let me roll these oils on your wrist. It's my calming blend.
Oh, I could just... Arrgh!
Smell it. It has chamomile, eucalyptus.
My kids need that gifted program to get into Stanford. How dare he?
Lavender, frankincense?
I'm gonna fucking kill him!
Her shrieks rival the sounds I made during childbirth, and it's clear who the focus of this tirade is. Principal Smith.